Another group frantically searching for news during the blackout, thousands of workers from Gaza who had been in jobs in Israel and are now trapped in the West Bank and can't go home. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny visited a military university in Jericho where hundreds are staying.
At a university campus in the Palestinian city of Jericho, laundry hangs from the windows, men lounge on mattresses pushed up against the wall, scrolling for news from Gaza. There are communal sinks and an impromptu barber shop where you can get a shave and a trim if you join the wait list. It's a makeshift camp home to more than 400 workers from Gaza. They sleep in rooms filled with bunk beds. When we visit, they tell us, all we want is to go home, to Gaza. These men are among the nearly 20,000 people from Gaza that had permits to work in Israel. Many of them work in restaurants or retail or as construction workers. For the last year, Waleed has worked in construction near Tel Aviv. He usually stays in an apartment there for 2 weeks at a time. We're not using his last name because he's afraid for his safety. After Hamas militants crossed into Israel and killed 1,400 people, Waleed was among the workers from Gaza who were unable to return home.
And tell us a little bit about that day, October 7th, for you. What was that like? What happened?
He says on the morning of October 7th, his Jewish employer called him on the Sabbath, which he never does, and said, be careful, don't leave your apartment. This war will be dangerous for you. A few days later, Israel revoked work permits for people from Gaza. So Waleed stayed inside for a week. He didn't leave. He ran out of food. His wife called him. She'd been worried about him being in Israel. Israeli authorities did detain thousands of workers from Gaza, some of them violently, according to an Israeli human rights group. Waleed got a visit from police. He suspects a neighbor heard him speaking Arabic. He didn't answer the door. He pretended to be asleep. He says he was afraid and began to shiver. He worried about his children. His daughter wants to be a doctor. She's in her first year at university. The money he sends home from work in Israel helps pay for her tuition. But the police went away, and then his employer called. Come down into the street. I'll wait for you there, he said. Waleed got into his employer's car and made it to the West Bank, which is under Israeli occupation, but where the Palestinian Authority has some local control. That's where thousands of workers from Gaza have taken refuge. They're estimated to be about 1,500 here in Jericho. At the university, Waleed has leaned on other workers to process all this loss of their livelihood, some their family members, many their homes. Ibrahim Afrani's family survived Israeli airstrikes while seeking cover at a playground. He's from northern Gaza and had a permit to work in Israel at a store stocking vegetables. He told us through our producer, who interpreted, that there are no buildings left in his neighborhood.
He had a video, but it disturbed him too much that he deleted it. He didn't want to see it anymore. It was too disturbing for him to see it, so he deleted it.
Watching it over and over again?
He watched it 4 or 5 times, and then he was like, I'm going to delete it, and he deleted it. My mental state of mind is destroyed. I'm in a very bad place right now.
Afrani has nearly 24 nieces and nephews, and he gets overwhelmed thinking about all those children going through this trauma right now. Israeli bombardments have killed more than 8,000 people in Gaza.
What's her name?
Layan Orazan.
Afrani scrolls through his phone, looking at photos of his two young daughters. They help him forget all the bad things that have happened in these last 3 weeks.
My brother is missing, who also is a worker.
His brother, who works in the north of Israel in a town called Nahariya, has been missing for 20 days. Afrani last talked to him at 11:30 a.m. the day after the attack by Hamas. He hasn't heard from him since. The other workers staying with his brother told him the Israeli military came and detained him. According to human rights groups, thousands of workers have since gone missing and are thought to have been arrested by Israeli police. In the courtyard of the university, Basil Israin tells us even though he and the other men are safe here, they'd rather be home in Gaza.
I am feeling in my house, but my heart, my mind, not here.
His wife and five children are staying in Al-Shifa Hospital, where the UN estimates some 50,000 people are seeking refuge from Israeli airstrikes. He relishes every text message, every call, even if they are chilling.
My son, his name Ali, I speak with him. Ali, how do you do? How are you? How do you find? Baba, I am okay. I am, but do you know what I do? I told him, what do you do? Baba, I am writing my name in my hand now.
He writes his name on his arm.
Why? I told him why. Maybe I am killed. I want to be, you know, this man, this young.
I want them to know who I am when I die.
Yeah. It's a big problem for him.
What does it feel like for you on the other side of that phone call to hear that, but to be here?
No, I want to be to go to Gaza. Yeah. If you can to put me your baggage, if you can, I want to die with my children. I am father, but now my children without father.
For 48 hours this weekend, Israin didn't hear from his family. Nearly everyone in Gaza was without a cell or internet connection. But then earlier today, he finally got them on the phone. And for now, everyone is okay. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News in the city of Jericho in the West Bank.